Federal prosecutor John Vaudry says such protective orders are common in cases that involve people trying to join terrorist groups.
These cases pop up everywhere, and we're trying to have a consistent approach. Those things will just remain within the two teams, if you will, the prosecution and the defense, unless and until we have a trial, and then whatever becomes evidence becomes public.
Van Haften was deported from Turkey last month and arrested at O'Hare Airport. A criminal complaint released soon after cites Facebook postings and conversations he'd had with friends about his plans to go fight in Syria. In court today, the FBI returned Van Haften's copy of the Quran and some money that had been seized when he was arrested. If convicted, he faces 15 years in federal prison. The next hearing in the case is June 10th. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.